This is Text, Prose, and Rock and Roll. B-side. When I spoke with Bruce Comforth about Up Jump the Devil, the real life of Robert Johnson that he co-authored, I knew I'd have a great conversation about the legendary bluesman, Southern culture, American folklore, and that famous legend of the crossroads. But what I didn't expect was to get an audio tutorial on how the blues became rock and roll in the first place. It went something like this. Johnson died in 1938, right? Mm-hmm. So that's 82 years ago, and yet his spirit is alive and well in American culture, especially when it comes to rock and roll. Why do you think that is?
You know, it's like I said earlier, you know, why it continues is first of all, the music is just exceptional. Robert did so many influential things on the guitar. I mean, he was the first blues guitarist to take the guitar, playing guitar, out of the first position. Which meant he used chords up and down the neck. And jazz players were doing that, but country blues players weren't. And Robert was the first one to do that. Robert was also the first one to really create this. And that's the basis of rock and roll, you know? There you have rock and roll. But that boogie beat, Robert's really the first guitarist to really employ that in a really hardcore way. And he makes it a signature. And he got that from listening to piano players, boogie-woogie piano players, their left hand. He listened, because Robert always said, I want to be able to do on the guitar what people do on the piano. And so when he heard, you know, boogie-woogie piano players go with their left hand, you know, while they were doing, you know, something else with their right hand, he said, well, that's what I want to do. That's what he did. So Robert really, really took it out. So the music is what draws us in, because the music is so incredibly exceptional. And the legend, and I believe the real story as we've told it, is so remarkable that it's what keeps you there. You know, it's what makes it real and makes it even more relatable, because that was one of the, you know, when we did the book, the reason, there were a number of reasons we did the book, but the main reason was Robert, I felt that Robert had his identity stolen so many times. Every time somebody came up and said, oh, this is a new photograph of Robert Johnson, or this is this, or this is that, or this, blah, 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 blah. It was just another form of identity theft. And Robert Johnson, the man, had ceased to exist a long time ago. And I wanted Robert Johnson, the man, to regain his humanity, to regain his identity. And so that's what we tried to do with the book. We tried to tell, you know, no frills, just fact, just a, as Joe Friday used to say on Dragnet, just the facts, ma'am. And, you know, we tried to make it entertaining and readable, but we wanted the real, true story of Robert to come out so that people would know who Robert was, not who the myth was.
Text, Prose, and Rock and Roll is the only podcast covering the best in band bios, artist memoirs, and rock docs, hosted by me, Chris Kosach. I hope you'll join me next time for my in-depth interview with the undisputed queen of rock and roll, the one and only Susie Quatro. I can honestly say it was one of the best and most authentic conversations I've had with an artist in my 20 years of covering music, and you do not want to miss it. That's next time on Text, Prose, and Rock and Roll.